Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
That's right. The drive is live. A little update here is Jake Myers gets on with an oppo bouncer
through the first base.
You must have some money on Jake because ain't nobody getting that excited about a Jake.
He just keep doing offense. Keep doing offense, baby.
That's it. But they are trailing in this one 7-1. So, Tyler, if you had the over in this sucker, you'd be in a good spot.
No action, believe it or not.
He takes Astros overs. He don't take game overs. Hey, guys, they did it again, man. Tyler, I know you're chasing your tail right now, bud, but you got. They did it again.
What did they do?
Oh, Blue Ball 69. He got knocked off the mound in less than three innings.
Yeah.
Did he get knocked off the mound, or did they let him finish?
I think they let him finish that last one. But I'm not
100% sure, but they panned up to the damn in the damn stands with mom and dad and either sister or girlfriend up there. And I think there ought to be a rule in television baseball. If somebody out there is getting ran off the bump, like if they're just getting like what's old buddy that had to borrow cleats and glove last year, like if you're getting ran like that, like you parents are off limits, man.
Don't show them.
Come on, man. You can. What are you trying to accomplish? It is 7-1 in the third inning. He just got a grand slam.
Well, it's
got to
be. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
early.
That was his mom and dad and girlfriend, or mom and dad and sister. If it not, it was a white family that looked like a blue ball. I mean, it was.
So you're saying once it gets out of hand, they're off limits to showing only early.
When we're dealing with pitchers, I mean, hitters get three or four shots at it, and it's quick, it's easy, it's in and out. When you're dealing with a pitcher and he's getting his absolute. I mean, block knocked off in the third, in the top of the third. You parents are off limits, man. I mean, I legitimately
missed it. What face they had?
Well, the sister or the girlfriend, whoever it was giving a standing ovation. The parents never stood up. I think they were still sitting down. I'm disgusted with the cameraman to the point where I damn near don't remember exactly what I was looking at. But I'm pretty sure it was his parents. If not, it was a random shot of.
I would imagine it would be.
Of a blue ball looking family in the stands. They should be off limits.
Yeah. You got to get them early.
Legitimately.
Or while it's going well.
All joking aside, Ron, that pains me. Could you imagine being.
Just like they kept showing Henley's grandmother?
Oh, they were front row. These looked like they were up in the stands a little bit. I mean, Henley had about seven folks over there that were looked like they were front row on the net, man.
I still can't believe they didn't allow that young man to wear his own shoes. Man.
And glove.
Man.
You had to catch your shoes and somebody else's glove.
He ain't gonna never see the show again either.
No.
That's it. Hopefully, Blue Bod, this ain't it for him.
I'm going to tell you what he ought to do, though, is he ought to take them shoes and he ought to take that glove and that'll be in a trophy case at his crib.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah.
Look at these jackasses. The one shot I get in the big leagues and I got some old busted up catcher shoes.
Yeah, old catcher shoes.
And somebody else's
glove.
Who
ain't even here? Not even new. He'd been traded last year.
Come on, man. Parents are off limits, man.
Yeah, well, a little update. 7-1. The Astros kicked it off as Jeremy Pena let the game off, as he continues to be in the leadoff spot. He let it off with a homer, and it's 1-0. You're thinking they're off to the races to try to sweep this series over the Tigers, who coming into it, had the best record in the American League and still are tied for it. But it does not look good because after Pena hit the leadoff home run, the Tigers have followed it up with seven unanswered in the last two innings as they lead 7-1 here in the third.
We'll keep you, yeah.
No, it ain't good. We'll keep you updated. We'll see here. They had a comeback in game one, and maybe they could do it again.
Well, they got plenty of time to do it.
Yeah. I wonder, it's a day off tomorrow. I wonder if they're going to say, hey, man, oh, Blue Ball, you got to take this one for the team, man.
Go out there and give us a couple more.
We need you to roll through and do it.
Well, for the sake of his mom and daddy up there, I hope so. I hope they get another shot. I hope he can do something in the next two
weeks. I hope he doesn't just keep getting drilled, though. That'd be a tough one there. But
could you imagine the level of excitement as you're walking in that place? My boy, he's getting that shot, man. And you walk in there, sit down, boy. I've got that good cold beer. I may have two beers by now. Oh. And before you can even finish that first beer, my man,
I would have been so antsy. I don't think I would have been able to drink.
Golly, buttery nipple.
I would have forgot I was drinking alcohol.
Got carried away.
now at this point, once that grand slam was over the wall, I'd have gone to the Tyler section of the stadium. Hey,
where's Dad?
Tyler water?
Yeah, Tyler doesn't get beers. I'd go on over to the bar section. He'll give it to me.
Making a double of that dirty water,
start with a shot. Let's go. Here.
Dad's gonna be passed out in the car and after the game waiting on his boy.
You know how bad they gotta be cussing the Crawford seats, the Crawford box. Damn it. That's a Crawford box home run. Oh. That wouldn't have been gone if we were anywhere else.
Right. Cold Coors Light and sleepless nights. Three ballparks in all of Major League Baseball. That's a home run.
Damn it, only this one at Fenway.
And I get my first shot at it.
Damn it. That would have been a fly ball caught. That's what he's saying. All right. So a couple of things there. I know it really doesn't matter now, 7-1. This is not a big deal, I repeat. I just looked at that lineup today, and I understand the Astros. I know they have a day off before they play their next series, so they're off on Thursday. And I look at the lineup, and you know how you go to the fridge and you check the fridge, and then there's nothing in that fridge that you want, but you are still hungry or thirsty, and you keep opening that fridge, maybe hoping that things would change, and maybe that sandwich or something would appear or something, but you keep seeing the same thing.
Something will speak to you.
Man, it's the same damn thing, man. We got ramen noodles. We got nothing in there. And Fresca. Like, that's what I did when I looked at the lineup multiple times today before this game started. And I continued to see if Yordan's name would appear, but it just never did. And I just don't understand why Yordan Alvarez is not playing today ahead of a day off.
Something might be going on, man.
I mean, unless he's hurt, unless there's an injury, because even this, like, he's had a hit in several straight games. Like, the last game of the Royal Series, he won that one himself. I know he had a hit last night, and he had at least a hit in the first two games, been on base. He has played 28 games and has DH'd 25 of them, or 23 of them. He's only played five games in the field.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it's less. Like, what? And listen, the Astros are on a nice little stretch here, but, you know, you want to win these games. Still, I guess it's early. I'm not saying, all right, maybe he needs a couple of days off. If there's a day off tomorrow, why in the world does he need back-to-back days off against the Tigers? Like, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. It's April still. But that just confused me. Why Yordan Alvarez needed a day off. Like, he's the DH.
Right, 100%. 100%. If I'm lying, I'm dying. When I first looked at the lineup, that's exactly what I thought.
I looked three or four times. I'm just like, he hasn't played in the outfield in over a week.
No.
Hell, give him a day. And I don't understand what he needs. Unless there is a report out, Clint, that he's struggling with something or he tweaked something.
Right, he did slide into second a couple of days ago and hit that bag. That foot got caught on that bag, maybe the second baseman's foot a little bit, and he stayed out there for a minute.
But if this was just a playing rest day in front of a natural day off, that's odd. because clearly we see it. This lineup just looks completely different. Completely different. I know Christian Walker is starting to warm up a little bit, but Interesting decision there with him. But that may not be the biggest thing happening right now. Yes, the Astros are trailing 7-1. They're looking to try to get back in it. They got a couple of runners on. We'll keep you abreast on what's happening there with Christian Walker.
Two times.
Right? Well, never mind. They're out of that inning. So it is still 7-1 at the end of three. But the biggest thing happening with the Astros right now is we talked about it yesterday that there will be a bullpen session for Lance McCullers, and then he could make his next appearance at the major league level. His last minor league starting went 5 innings, 71 pitches, 7 strikeouts to 1 walk. And now it's been announced, Clint, that he will start this weekend. He will start Sunday against the sorry-ass Chicago White Sox. What a great place and a great game to get kind of start for the first time since 2022. Here is Lance McCullers himself talking about his next stop.
My last two outings, I felt really good. I feel like my stuff's been pretty crisp. So obviously, it's been a long layoff for me, and there's probably going to be things I have to work through and get my feet back under me and things of that nature. But I feel like I'm in as good of a spot as I can be coming out of rehab, rehab games, I should say, and I'm excited for Sunday.
All right, Lance is back. Lance is officially. Just in May, he will have just started May 4th. He will get the first start, and I'm looking at it, man. It's going to be Framber, Hunter Brown, and then him. That
bury
is
me in the H.
That potentially could be the top three of this rotation if Lance McCullers comes back to the space he's in. What's your thoughts about this? Now we got a date. Now it's really real.
Yeah, I think my thoughts immediately go to expectations. As I've said before, look, I am absolutely stoked for Lance McCullers. I mean, the way he's wired is the type of athlete that I can greatly appreciate. I don't know if it's always best for his health, but I can greatly appreciate it. I mean, he is bought in and sold out on every part of helping this team win ball games and get back to a title. So I love the way he approaches the game. I view him as a luxury, so I'm not nervous about Lance McCullers at all. I don't know if that's fair or foul, but that's just where I'm at with him. It's all pleasure for me, man. It's all excitement for me, man. I'm excited about the story that could be written here.
That's a good thought. Text line coming through 713-572-4610. What is your expectation? What is your expectation for game one, for the first time since the 2022 playoffs, what's your expectation for Lance McCullers, YouTube and Twitch as well? Tyler, what's your expectation? What is your, because me and you are in a similar space. Clint is like still viewing him as a luxury, which I get. But what's your expectation for Lance?
I got high hopes right now, man, and that scares the ish out of me. Like, I'm feeling very... Still nervous, like we talked about yesterday. I'm going to be watching that dude's arm very closely these first several starts.
Well, Sunday, what's your expectation?
Sunday, man, I think he's going to bring it. I think much like we talked a lot yesterday about how Jalen Green probably does not have the mental capacity you want in a star player on your squad.
I think
Lance McCullers Jr. is the exact opposite of that. And coming off this long, very, very long rehab thing, and everything he's been through, I think he's going to be right up top. Obviously, he's right physically. I got big expectations, high hopes for Sunday.
It's interesting, T, because he's, like my thoughts are like, we're talking piggyback games yesterday. Like, he ought to be ramped up.
Yeah.
It's not like
his last start, he went 5 innings, 71 pitches.
Yeah,
that's the most he's thrown.
Yeah, what are they going to ask him to throw? I mean, even if he topped it, in the league, were they asking these guys to throw 90 and you yanked? So, yeah, I mean.
They're going to be, they're going to be real careful with him. Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know if pitch count means careful is the deal. I mean, hell, he's already thrown 70 plus. So, where are you at, Ron?
Text line rolling through. I'll give you my cups of view on text line. 5 innings, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks, 1 earned run. Wow, detailed. I have no expectations for him, but I'm just happy for the guy. For me, I honest to God, the first one on Sunday, my expectation is to walk out of there with no setback, no injury.
Yeah.
For the first one. We'll see. But that's the first one because, as you said, he'll be ramped up, but he's going to be ramped up, Clint. Like, yeah. I mean, he may try to throw at 98, you know, just because his emotions, his adrenaline will be so high. But for me, it's just like, can you get out there and just come out there, throw at the major league level, feel good, just like you've been doing in Sugar Land and in Corpus? Can you just get out of there and get healthy and get to the next start? And yep. Then, to me, it's like, all right, how's it feeling? How's it feeling? He goes five innings, whatever, that's fine. Someone said six innings, 75 pitches. Like, to me, I won't be discouraged if Lance goes in there and throws, you know, four innings and gives up two or three runs.
Boys, if he gets through six innings and 75 pitches, he's got an absolute gym going.
Yeah, we're something else. If he goes four, I don't care. I really don't care what he does. Is he healthy? Does he feel good? Does he feel like, all right, I'm ready to go in 5-6 days? Like, that's the big thing to me, because they've been so careful with him. That feels huge. All right. Coming up, I also want to let you know we are proud partners with the Inspirity Invitational happening at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course this weekend. Steve Alker, David Duvall, Ernie Els, you heard from our guy John Daly yesterday, and much, much more, many more from the PGA Tour champions are the best of the course right here in town for an incredible weekend of championship golf, teeing off tomorrow. And you'll be able to see them start up coming up on Friday is where they'll tee off. Stuff is still getting started earlier this week, but they will tee off on Friday as the tournament will start there. Entry to the tournament is free. For score updates, tee times, weather notes, and more information, head to InspirityInvitational.com. Coming up, we know what's coming up. The Rockets season is on the line. What is going to happen? What's your feeling? What's your confidence level right now that the Rockets season will continue? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Let's go, Rockets.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, a big one tonight. Rockets host the Golden State Warriors, and they trail the series 3-1, and they got a chance to extend this series. The Pistons did it last night. They were trailing the Knicks 3-1. They had to go on the road, and they pulled it off. Cade Cunningham, big time, big time. I believe he went one in that draft with Jaylen. But he had a big time game yesterday and helped lead the Pistons to a win to extend that series. Now they're going back home 3-2, and the Rockets are looking to do the same thing tonight to try to get to 3-2 to head to San Francisco to see if they can do it again. But first, they got to win tonight. And by the way, it's an early tip, 6:30. Generally, they've been late. It's 6:30 tonight. I know the Rockets sent out a press release yesterday trying to urge fans
once again
to get there
on time, to get, because they need y'all asses.
Maybe it'll work this time.
They need y'all asses to get out there on time, 6:30. So hopefully you do so to give them all the help that they need tonight. And so I just posed this to everybody, text line, those on YouTube and Twitch as well, Clint Tyler. Your confidence level right now. What's your confidence level that this season can continue? This great, fun season we've had that has seen this Rockets team really take a big step, a step from missing the play-in last year to the number 2 seed in the Western Conference, one of the toughest Western Conference we've seen. And it could end tonight. What's your confidence level that it does not, that they continue this
thing? I'm at a 3.
Oh, boy.
I'm at a 3. Look, I just...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
There was a slim chance going into this game anyway, down 3-1. But what I've seen from Jalen Green, who I think is the only player in a Rockets uniform right now that can apply the kind of pressure that you need to an opponent on a consistent basis, and my confidence in him showing up and play, not only playing big time, but just the stage not being too big and too bright is as low as it's ever been. Yeah, I'm gonna go with three. Okay. The other part of that for me, Ron, the other part of that for me is, you know, you've asked this question multiple times that in the days following a Golden State game, a win in this series for Golden State, and you know, is the series over? Did they really miss an opportunity here? I think they've missed three opportunities, and it's two opportunities in this series. And when it's all said and done, you know, I think Golden State at some point in time is going to put a game together. They're going to put them.
Well, that's your say. You're saying Golden State hasn't put together.
They've given you your shot in the first four games. You they've given you plenty of opportunity to win three, if not all four, of those games. They've been injured. Their star players hadn't had their best performance. And you found a way to pee down your leg in those situations. I think Golden State's bound to have a game at some point. And I think it's tonight.
All right, people, text it in. What's your thoughts, your confidence level on the Rockets continuing their season? Someone text in on the text line. Jalen's going for 35 tonight. Ooh. And they win. Feeling good. Confidence level. Clint's at a 3.
35?
This year, 35. And he went for 38.
Yeah, and 7, 9, and 8.
Yeah, I mean, but you're going to that area.
It's been neutered.
I'm just looking for 15,
He's
man.
Been neutered.
Can we get in the middle? Can we get a double figures? Here, this is the test right here. Tyler, how good are you feeling? Where are you? Because Tyler is a guy that, I mean, he, again, when the Astros were playing the Rangers, and I think they were down 11-1 or something, he still believed that they'd come back. Where are you in terms of your confidence tonight?
Yeah, I'm known to typically, I think I'm thought of as maybe a little more optimistic than most, but not in this case. Nah, I ain't got much hope, man.
Damn.
I mean, I was looking at all my different Astros. I'm sorry, all my different Rockets t-shirts this morning. And I was like, Astros. Nah, I'm going to go with this old Astros throwback. Mm-mm.
Yep. Text line coming through. 1-2-3 Cancun.
Mm.
Damn, Tyler, man. I guess I'm the most. I'm at a 5. I guess I'm the most optimistic. I do think this is a group. And Udoka that has pride of not at least letting this thing be won on their home floor.
Yeah.
I think they will come out charged out. So I think that we get potentially with Jalen Green maybe withstanding, but I think we do get the best effort. I just don't know what he's going to do.
How many minutes do you think Jalen plays?
That's something we can discuss. I think that's a fair thing we can discuss. Why is his lettering and writing different on his last name on this jersey for this cat, this pitcher? I've been looking at that for the last couple of minutes. It just looks completely different. My biggest concern for this, I do think they're going to come out big time and give a huge effort. Right, I believe Shingun's going to do his thing. I believe that. My thing is, even if Jalen plays well, my thing is, it's hard for me to see Steph coming out having two pedestrian mm-hmm. games in a row. That was my thing. Steph only shot the ball 13 times in the last game, scored 17 points. I think you're going to get a good game from Steph. I think you're going to get a 25-35-point game from Steph, and to me that is a concern, right? That because I think he is going to Jimmy, Draymond gonna try to really end this thing and not have to go back home and prepare for the next round. So that's the concern for me is Steph. I think Steph, there's a chance that he could go off, but I think I feel a little bit better than both of you. Someone text in. I think they are already booking their rooms in Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
F that, Rockets in 7. I think we got a good 48 minutes left in the Rocket season. LOL.
Okay. Look, can Shingun or Van Vliet give you a better game?
I think Shingun can. I mean, I understand.
30-some-odd points?
Yeah, but he was 12 of 28. He missed a lot of bunnies. I think, and free throws. Mm-hmm. Now, he could have got 40. I think I'd hate to ask that Fred have to do more. I think Jabari Smith can do more. I think there are some guys. I think Tari Eason can do more, and then obviously the guy that we've talked about can do more. My concern is are they going to have enough with Steph playing well? Like I don't think you're going to shut Steph down again. So I don't know, man. People really down on it. I understand that last game was tough, but they're coming home and hopefully they can do something to get this thing stretched out. All right, one of the big stories I know Clint is interested in is this Bill Belichick and his young girlfriend story. Well, Bill Belichick has released a statement over the interview going wild over the weekend. We'll discuss that coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Astros continue to trail 7-1 in the fifth, but they do have two runners on in the fifth inning, bottom of the fifth, nobody out. And they've got a chance to maybe, one, knock out the starter and get back into this game if they can do something here in this inning. They've got the right part of the lineup up. Altuve is coming up, but of course, because Alvarez, Jordan needed a day off in front of a day off.
Jordan.
He is not hitting behind Altuve, so we'll see what happens there. But we'll keep you updated and abreast on what is happening in this game. All right, I see the text line coming through. Someone text in. Ron, you are you are discrediting the Rockets' defense on Steph, though. Steph is averaging 26-plus points a game in this series with 51%, 41%, 94% splits when it comes to field goal percentage, three-point field goal percentage, and free throw percentage, along with six assists, five rebounds a game. That is all up from his regular season.
And, I mean, it's 3-1, his regular season dude. Numbers. Like,
well, I'm just saying. Like,
I appreciate optimism, but what
the? By the way, the Astros tacked on two runs. There it is, Altuve with a double, and they are now down 7-3 in the fifth. And nobody out with a runner on second. Again, Yordan Alvarez would be nice if he was coming up right now. But, of course, he has to have a day off in front of his day off tomorrow. They got a chance right here to get this in. They got to get Altuve home. And then you start to really feel better about their chances coming back. But, no, Steph is an all-time great that has shown you in this series that he can get busy. I'm not discrediting. The Rockets have a good, great defense. Second-rated best defense in the league this year. Steph Curry has rolled through any of the great defenses, and he has done in the Rockets in this series a couple of times. So that's my concern. My concern is whatever the Rockets do, are they able to offset what Steph is potentially capable of doing in this thing? But we will see. 6:30 tonight as they look to continue their season. All right, Clint, this Bill Belichick situation with his lady, old Jordan, has really gone crazy. He had this interview on CBS over the weekend that has gotten a lot of conversation around it based on how his girlfriend and COO of his Bill Belichick his business. She was stepping in during the interview. We do have an example and a cut from that interview of what's been going around in which people have responded to. This is the interview on CBS, and you'll hear the voice in the background of his girlfriend, Jordan, stepping in on certain questions.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on, though Hudson has recently posted about it on Instagram.
Okay. She stepped in a couple of other times when the conversation wasn't going where they wanted it. This is a quote from Bill Belichick. He released a statement about all of this, because this has been going since Sunday. He said, "I agreed to speak with CBS Sunday morning to promote my new book, The Art of Winning, Lessons from My Life in Football. Prior to this interview, I clearly communicated with my publicist at Simon & Schuster that any promotional interviews I participate in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. Unfortunately, that expectation was not honored during the interview. I was surprised when unrelated topics were introduced, and I reportedly expressed to the reporter and the producers that I preferred to keep the conversation centered around the book. After this occurred several times, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion. She was not deflecting any specific questions or topic, but simply doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track."
Yeah, girl.
That's a part of the statement that Bill Belichick released on this. I know you had some thoughts on this situation with Bill Belichick and his young lady.
Well, I mean, the simple fact that he has to come out and put out a statement is silly enough in itself. I mean, we're talking about Bill Belichick, one of the most...
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game... You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Rigid, focused, dialed in, no-nonsense coaches we've ever seen. First ballot Hall of Famer. No distractions. Eliminate distractions. And this guy's toting around a 26-year-old COO of his brand, a Bill Belichick brand. That's a distraction everywhere they go. The whole situation's a distraction. I know for me, Ron, it's just, I mean, the second that Brady left New England, Bill Belichick's been an absolute joke. The football team was awful. He's hiring defensive coordinators and special team coaches as quarterback coaches and offensive coordinators.
Yeah, that was a joke.
I mean, he goes to college, which is fine, and he's got the number one distraction for males between 18 and hell, I don't know, probably death. Just parading around the field and putting microphones on his jacket during spring games and practices and directing interviews. I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah. I think a 49-50 year age difference is weird to me. That is aggressive. But if this is a relationship, then for him, I'm like, I don't know how much of a, it's a distraction. I don't know how much it's a fair distraction or one to say, hey, Bill, you need to end the relationship because it's become a distraction because many people are intrigued by the 50-year-old age difference. I completely understand where they and she is coming from with this interview. Like, even including myself, and nobody is seriously coming at questions about their relationship in a legit manner or a supportive manner. They're coming at a relationship because I would imagine most of what they've heard is judgment about their relationship. And damn it, no, I don't want to talk to you about something when you're not sincere about wanting to know about my relationship. Like, I can understand where they come from the point of, no, first off, we're here talking about this book and you've clearly understood what we agreed upon. And I could be annoyed. No, you're not trying to come and be like seriously like you intrigue or supportive about us. No, you're trying to do what most everyone has done with their relationship, and that's judge it. So I can understand where they come from with that. Now all the other stuff you talked about on the field stuff, yeah, he is completely.
But, I don't have a problem with him not wanting to. I don't have a problem with any of it, but I'm annoyed with like he's a grown ass man. If he doesn't want to talk about his relationship and they ask questions about his relationship and this supposedly worked out between his agent and this TV station, then just say, man, we ain't talking about that.
Well, she is.
But this looks like his 26-year-old girlfriend is telling him what to do in an interview with a man that has dealt with the media for his entire life. Like, I don't know. It is a very strange look for a guy that's lived his entire life the way that Bill Belichick has.
But there are publicists or people who represent them who sit there that will do that in interviews if they're not going about it the right way. Hell, it has happened to us where somebody who is representing somebody we have spoken to has come over the line and said, hey, that's not a part of what we agreed to talk about. We're not talking about that. I don't know. I think this is about the relationship because I don't know that anyone would have a problem with it. If it was somebody that he wasn't screwing that stepped up,
nobody's fascinated with this because Bill Belichick has a publicist that's speaking up for him. I mean, if it's not his 26-year-old girlfriend that happens to be a smoke show that all of a sudden is in the middle of everything, that's the fascination with it.
Yeah, I mean, would your reaction be the same if it was somebody that was her
nobody's
publicist?
Would. Yeah. Nobody's would. I mean, if it were a publicist that Bill Belichick has had, again, he's dealt with the media for 50 years now, and said something, it wouldn't be a blip on the radar. But the fact that it's a 26-year-old girlfriend that's in the middle of everything, that's the fascination with it. I'm fascinated with the whole deal as well. I'm just the Bill Belichick side of it is just, and it's not even the girl thing. It's just the way that, I mean, I've heard from guys that have played for Bill Belichick, the way he ran his shop to the way that this all appears to be ran, including this kind of thing, is just wild to me. Absolute wild to me.
Yeah, the distraction part is, like, he has started a new relationship, and it's because of her age that she's a distraction.
No, Bill Belichick has been a no distraction guy to the point of where he don't even want you to have your phones in a building.
But now
he's got a 26-year-old girlfriend with a mini skirt and knee-high boots on walking around a spring game on the field. There's nothing wrong with either one of them. I'm good with either one of them, but it's hard for me to believe that one guy is one way and the entire life has been this way, and then all of a sudden now it's cool. Like that's don't know. That's wild to me. That's.
I just think it's a tough thing to say. It's a distraction because he started dating someone. It is a distraction. It is become a distraction. But I don't think it's a distraction where it's like, yeah, man, yeah, Bill, you screwed this up. Like, he started dating someone, and people are fascinated because of the age difference. But
sure,
if she was 50, it would be a distraction. Or Hill 40. It wouldn't be a distraction. It is clearly one, but I don't know if it's something where it's like comparative to, hey man, put your phones up.
You don't get to cherry pick which distractions. When you're Bill Belichick and there are no distractions, no exceptions, your entire life, you don't get to cherry pick when they are or they're not. Like, he's clearly changed his thing. Like, Bill Belichick would have never had anybody, whether it was a 26-year-old good-looking girl or anybody in the middle of his practice field. And now all of a sudden it's his COO and 26-year-old girlfriend. Yeah, it's fascinating. I don't know how you can cherry pick what is and isn't a distraction.
Well, no, it's definitely there are some distractions that are caused by people, and then there are some distractions that are like Travis Kelce's distraction of Taylor Swift shouldn't be like, all right, man, she's a distraction, so you should stop dating her.
Well, I mean, she's on the practice field, the scrimmage field, or the game field. Yeah, I mean, I disagree.
But I think she would still be a distraction if she's set in the press box.
Oh, she is. I mean, according to fans,
the distraction is because she's 26.
Right? Yeah, it's less about like the specifics of whether something is or isn't. It's more about the Bill Belichick dynamic here to me. That is, I don't know why, but it bugs the hell out of me.
Coming up as we continue, we'll keep you updated on the Astros as they are trying to make a comeback. Second, we'll get to it right now. Tyler kind of brought it up a little bit. How many minutes should Jalen Green play tonight? Do you think Udoka should give serious thoughts about potentially going away from Jalen Green tonight in the potential closeout game for the Warriors? We'll discuss that coming up next.